Blog Talk Radio.
With WPRS.
With Wendy.
And Eric.
And
Visionique.
And Nicola.
We are all here. Sorry we were gone for a little while. There was a lot going on between just kind of taking a break and weather issues. And
Definitely weather issues. Feel sorry for the people in Franklin yesterday that we almost got into.
Yeah, no, I could not believe that. If we would have come through at our normal time, we would have hit right when, what, you said a tornado hit?
That's what they're thinking. I haven't heard the latest on it. But yeah, they snapped light lines in two and stuff. So
we actually had to reroute because there was a huge tree on one of the roads we normally take. So I hope everybody's doing well in that area because, man, them storms around here, whoo.
Thick of storms. Let's pray it don't rain Friday.
Yeah, I know. As everybody knows, we got to tell everybody, as everybody knows, we're like humongous fans of this most amazing band. Give a shout out to all of them. But if you guys love 80s music, you need to check them out. And it's the DeLoreans.
You know, we really should have a show on just them one night.
We could do it.
We could definitely do it. We should definitely do that.
Yeah.
That would be cool. That's where we'll be Friday night. So, but yeah. Tomorrow is my mom and dad's 54th anniversary.
Wow.
So a shout out to them for my dad actually took my mom to Applebee's in Franklin, so they're not doing so bad today. Because my daughter started college.
Yeah, I know.
On Monday.
I want to give a shout out to her. I am so proud of her. She's quite remarkable.
So they went to Applebee's today for their anniversary. And Lexus has an hour of college tomorrow, hour of school. And then she's out Friday. She has a breezy schedule. So she'll be fine.
I wish I could have had that easy.
I know. She's taking two courses. First birthday goes. Today is Chip Coffey's birthday.
Yeah, so happy birthday, Chip. We love you, dude. You are awesome.
So if anybody knows him, you can tell him that we said happy birthday.
And one day I'm going to meet him. I'm not going to mess up like I did and not have the opportunity to meet somebody that truly I look up to.
So, yeah, happy birthday to him. Let's see. We've got a couple other upcoming schedules. Can we go ahead and do those?
Yeah, go ahead and share with everybody then.
Looks like on the schedule for Saturday night, which we unfortunately will not be at again. We keep missing all these 360 dates. But want to send out love to Ryan and Dennis and their families. And wish we could be there. But it is a public investigation to fight Crohn's disease, which I know very little about. I'll be honest, I know very little about it.
I don't know a lot about it either.
But it's at the Cabin on 360 in Mechanicsville, August the 24th, which, like I said, is Saturday, from 7 to 1 a.m. in the morning. We'll tell you a couple of people. They're going to have a good crowd. And it's only $25 a person. It's just awesome to get to go with the 360.
And I'm telling you, they take care of you when you go there. You will not be disappointed.
But the cool thing about it is it's three active locations, which we have investigated them all, and we know without a shadow of a doubt that they're haunted. The cabin, the rancher, and then says about the battlefield, which I think is just land behind the And said you'll be investigating with members of CROPS, which shout out to all of them.
Yes.
And said you can use the same kind of equipment you see on TV, which, oh my God, I really wish we could go to this. I really do. All the money we get will go to a young woman who's been fighting Crohn's disease most of her life. She has been in and out of the hospital, and she could definitely use some help. So that's going to be an awesome thing to do. And then we have, I think, FairyCon coming in September the 21st. The weekend before that is not only is it the Open in the Bush, Passport members, we're going to Hopewell on the 14th to see a new world record, which is Kevin Bacon's. Sorry, at Ron Kevin Ford's group.
Oh, yeah.
Let me get it right.
Oh, man. Shame on you.
Shame. Thank myself. Oh, my God. It's his band, and it's, let's see, that's the 14th, and then the 15th, they're going to be at Bennett's Creek, so that's going to be a DeLorean / New World Record / Busch Gardens weekend for us. That was going to be completely taken.
I'm going to try to go live.
We will definitely try to go live. Let's see what they're going to have a new moon fair for rescue. This one I did not know about. September 28th, which is the weekend after we're going to be at FairyCon, the Fairy Paracon. This new moon fair for rescue. That's going to be at 360. That is hosted by Debbie Rimmer from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. That should be interesting. Who might have made that? Maybe. I don't know. Coming up that long weekend. I don't know. We'll try. They're going to have palm readings, Reiki, how you say it? Reiki. Raffle items, vendors, investigation. It's going to be awesome. Lord have mercy. Let's see what else we got going on in September. I know there was something else. September the 1st, we're going to be there with the DeLoreans.
The one thing you wanted to go to the 360s, Dylan. Melissa?
That's in October. Which I know we're getting way ahead of ourselves, but it's the memorial for Melissa Carol Elliott, who happens to be the girl who was murdered at the rancher, which is beside the house on 360, which is part of the investigation this weekend. That is Friday, October the 4th at 7 o'clock at night. I won't tell. I would like for everybody to tell them the story. I mean, most people know if they listen to our show, they know already.
Yeah.
So that'll be 7 o'clock to investigate. What else? I know there's something coming up in January I want to do. I don't want to talk about that yet. But I will give whoever is listening, and they probably are, there's something in January we want to do, but we won't talk about it. That's October. That's about all we're going to be doing.
And I seriously want to tell everybody, if you can support 360, please do, because those two guys give so much of their own time and money to make your time at 360 very memorable. I mean, every time that I've gone there, they've fed us well. And they don't ask for much, and they do so much. They'll work with you there. You know, if you have any questions, if you're not sure about something, but make sure you show your love for them, because
they do a lot for charity. December is coming up, will be the Give and Goes. We know that's for charity. That's for Toys for Tots.
And they do the Evergreen Cemetery for the veterans.
Yeah.
Doing flags and cleaning and mowing the grass and cleaning up the weeds.
And there's one thing we have not been shy on. We have not been shy on the fact that we love 360 and the people involved in it. Crops will be there. Crops is always there because crops pretty much own 360. They do, but so we love you guys.
And we actually got to spend the night in the cabin.
Yeah,
that
two nights in the cabin.
Yeah, that was.
And that's been too damn, excuse my language, too damn long ago. I'm ready to go back.
I am too. Because what was amazing, what was picked up while we were supposedly asleep.
Yeah.
And as much as you heard, you wouldn't think anybody could sleep through it. That was crazy.
So if y'all get a chance to go get in touch with Ryan, get in touch with me, I'll put you in touch with Ryan. You know, I mean, we need to go. So, what brings us here tonight, do we have anything else? I don't think so.
No, I think that's it.
So, our topic tonight is matrixing. We're finally going to talk about matrix. We've been trying to for a month more now.
Yeah, I know.
And
it's a really interesting topic to me because there is a lot of controversy about it. But I like how it's explained.
Should we bring our other co-host on now?
Sure.
Everybody knows her as the third member of WPRS. Love this girl. Hold on, here we go. Rebecca!
Hey, guys. Hey, guys. Can you hear
me? Yeah, you're cool. Very good. That was Mark.
Wasn't too bad. We were kind of slow today, but we got a lot of stuff done. So.
She worked at the coolest
place ever. Yes, I am very happy to work there now, finally, after almost 10 years of trying. I finally worked for Spirit Halloween, and it is the most awesome thing. Aside from working at Boys during Hollow Scream.
Your co-host can't talk tonight, is Hunter. Hey, Hunter!
Hunter is supposed to be going to bed. But as usual, I'm
So, yeah, so we're talking about matrixing tonight.
That was a very touchy subject in the paranormal world sometimes. And it has a lot of controversy. For those that don't know, matrixing is actually an effect on the brain. You see a photo and your brain makes it seem like that there's something actually there, but the inequality of the photo makes it seem like there's something there that really isn't. So matrixing can be a very touchy subject for some, but a very interesting topic for others. It's a hit or miss.
Right, because, you know, one person might see something and think it's something, and then, like, it's totally something else, or, you know, somebody else might see something else. Eric's got a little bit of information on it, and he's picked up, that he's been sitting over there saying, oh, that's so interesting.
It's a very interesting topic.
Yeah, because I didn't realize that I actually am guilty of one form or one term.
Yeah, you pronounce that.
Oh, man. You guys are going to have to excuse me on this, because these words are like bigger than the words I'm used to.
Scientific names and stuff.
But I gotta find it. Hold on. Oh my gosh, where is it now?
Well, what is it that you...
It is. It's anthropomorphizing.
Oh.
And it's where your mind has a habit of attributing human form or personality to all non-human things. And everybody knows, you know, Winnie sometimes refers to her Jeep as baby girl. And I'm always talking about baby girl this, baby girl that, oh, baby girl that, baby girl.
Yeah, my Jeep is baby girl. I named it and Eric put a persona to it.
You okay?
Yeah.
Want to light off?
Yeah.
I don't know where. I'm just going to sleep tonight.
No, actually, I changed locations. I'm at the back of the house now.
Oh. And what am I... things about matrixing is we were watching some ghost shows, and it irritates me so bad sometimes when they'll say what they think the EVP said, and I'm like,
right,
well, it might have been this or it might have been that, but when they say that's what it says, then everybody's going to be like, well, yeah, that's what it said, instead of forming their own opinion about actually what it is. Or sometimes pictures or the video that they show, or they tell what it is, and people, of course, is going to get in their minds that that's what they see and what it is, because they said that's what it is.
Right, and that's why it takes a very strong mind to do what we do, so you're not influenced by other paranormal investigators trying to tell you, oh, this is a figure of a woman, but you see, no, that's not really a figure of a woman. It's just matrixing in the photo. It's not really there. Your brain just thinks it.
Right.
And the same goes for EVPs, too. It takes a very well-trained ear to hear them in the first place. But to actually make out what they're saying, you have to have a lot of practice to do that, to make out what they're actually saying. You can't just have somebody record an EVP and it be somebody whispering at the other end of the house going, oh, yeah. And they tell you, hey, I'm going to kill you. The EVP says, I'm going to kill you, but it's not really what it is. So you can't be influenced by other people trying to tell you what it is to be in the paranormal business. You have to have a very strong mind.
Well, that's why when I show a photo to somebody, I'll always say, like, check out this photo. What do you see? I don't say, you know, do you see the shadow of the man in the tall hat with
mm-hmm.
the cane with three little
of course I everyone to see that, yeah.
Yeah.
But I was also reading that they actually say what a good idea to do is go through the area you're investigating during the day, take pictures then, and then if you take pictures at night, compare the pictures, and then you'll say, oh, I see something here. Then look in the day picture and see if there's, like, something on the wall or something that might cause...
Right.
Well,
that's why it's going to say, bouncing off Eric's thing there, was it's why it's always a good idea to take multiple pictures when you're investigating as well to see if there, if something you see that might be a figure is in other frames as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
And she held down the button on my phone, and it's like, it's like all these pictures all at one time.
Yeah.
Like, consecutive pictures, and then, like, if it is something that it would be, like, in one picture, but it might not would be in another.
Or it might be in a different position in another.
Right.
Well, how could you explain this? I was at Fort Monroe, and I took a picture of... Which one's that main white building? Is that the
one that was they called the Lincoln Building, where the where President Lincoln had been?
Yes, and I took a picture.
That's actually called Officers Quarters Number 1.
There you go. That's it. I knew she would know. That's Fort Monroe.
But I took a picture, and I saw a figure in the window. I showed it to Wendy. We saw it. I had taken another picture, looked in it, didn't see it. So then I went back to the first picture, and then I didn't see it in the picture. Went back to the second picture, came back to the first picture, and it was back again. Now, how would you explain that?
I don't know. That was just weird. That whole night was just weird. Everything was showing up and not showing up. I don't know.
Well, first, Fort Monroe is a hotbed of activity because of how old it is and how much it's actually seen. So you're going to get strange things that are going to happen all the time like that. As far as your photo, I can't really explain it too much without really seeing it. I can't really explain whether there's actually a figure there or your brain is just tricking you without actually seeing the photo, both of them for that matter, actually. I'd be able to depict whether it was Major Singh or not, seeing both photos.
Okay, I'll have to show you the photos because I liked how they explained it too, because they said you have to imagine when you're in a dark room and your mind's trying to figure things out, it's going to try to fill in the blanks like, oh, maybe there's this here, there's that. So,
right.
And I'm wondering, since, you know, I'm so used to hearing everybody saying, oh, I saw this when I was at Fort Monroe, and maybe I fell to that, too, because...
Because you read stories. I mean, there's tons of books on these things, and then you read them, and then you go to the location expecting to see that, and, of course, your mind's eye is going to think that you're seeing that.
See, I've read every single paranormal book that's ever been published about Virginia and the historic triangle on Hampton Roads. I've read them all. And I read those mostly for as far as research, so I know what different areas are and what goes on there. So I can see where Eric is coming from. Like, you might be playing tricks on you because other people have said, oh, there's a figure here, there's a figure there, but it might not actually be there. You never know. And also with the history and its activity, plus it could go both ways with that one.
Yeah, because I think that's when, Wendy was saying earlier, I think that's my biggest thing. I enjoy watching, all the shows with taps and all that, but it kind of discourages me because I'm trying to train myself to pick up things better, but when they tell me, oh, listen, this is what it says, I'm already hearing that, and I don't have the opportunity to, see if I hear something different.
Yeah, that's why Ghost Adventures would be better for that purpose. That's kind of what's helped me become better as a paranormal investigator, because they don't necessarily do that. They say, oh, we think it says this, but what do you think? Or we see this, but what do you think? So they don't really we see this, or we hear this. It's more of they show you these things multiple times so you can figure out what it is and what it says. I know I just kind of went on a Ghost Adventures tangent there, but that's my favorite.
I think we found out last show how much of a Ghost Adventures fan you really are.
Oh, that was just the tip of the iceberg, dear.
Uh-oh.
I can't wait. You guys are going to give me the show and just let loose on that.
I keep thinking back to when that night that we were at 360. So those two nights we were just talking about, and when we were going over the footage, the video that we placed the camera down in the rancher. Of course, we couldn't get in the rancher at that point, and we had to do it from the window. But it looked like an orb, and here we are going off on another subject, but it looked like an orb came down the stairs, stopped, turned around, and went back up the stairs.
Yeah, I wish we could show that.
I know. I want her to see that.
I want her to hear the one, too, that EVP we did at
Henricus.
That one was the clearest one I've ever been a witness to.
Now, that one you can't matrix. That one was playing up. That's what it said.
those are usually the very best EVPs as far as paranormal evidence. If they are completely crystal clear and you can hear word for word what they're saying, those are the best. And those are what are called Class A EVPs.
Mhm. Yep, that was definitely a Class A EVP. I will let you hear it next time I see you, but oh my gosh, that one's plain and simple. It couldn't have said anything else.
Now that was like my favorite one that I've ever.
And Dennis caught it from 360. He was, we talk up 360, but those guys know what they're doing. So he was the one that actually caught it. I want her to see the video too. Lori has it. I have to get Lori from Nova Size and throw in a shout out to them too while we're here.
Yeah, we can't forget
that. She has that. I'll have to get that from her. To show Ruka, because people were like, yeah, it's a spider, and it's like, it came down and it walked like a spider, and if it looks like a spider and that was like a spider, this is spider. Not necessarily.
If that was a spider, it was very drunk.
It was, yeah. It was just, it was very weird.
Spiders spiders don't usually show up on the night vision camera as far as orbs. You can see their legs if they do show up, and you can see their eyes in the night vision camera.
Mm-hmm.
The infrared light will catch their eyes, and you can see it. But orbs are
this is a
whole other topic. But orbs are very tricky because they could be EV, paranormal evidence. It could be bugs. They could be dust. It's a very tricky subject, and one of which I'm pretty skeptical about because I don't really consider those as evidence because they are so very tricky.
Mm-hmm. That's like us. I mean, we have walked in a room and been like, oh my gosh, this thing full of orbs. And when you're like, oh my gosh, this room is so freaking dusty.
Right.
That is one of those dusty subjects. So, but this one, no.
And they also had another interesting photo where it looked like this strange looking whatever it was looking out the window or something or looking.
It was, yeah, it come down the stairs, which they, they got some more evidence on this same particular thing. So the pictures and video and audio, and there was something in that rancher house. So
there's definitely something.
We've got to get this girl there. She's got to go to 360.
Because I just can't imagine what she'll say after going there.
Because like we're discussing, I know we're getting off on 360, but we were discussing earlier, it was like the cabin is full and the ranch is full and the battlegrounds are full, and the battlegrounds are a whole totally different thing. And we know battlegrounds are haunted, so I hate to throw that word around because we can go off on what haunted means or what. I mean, there's so many ifs and buts about, in the paranormal world. So.
Yeah, that's true.
What is scientific, what's not scientific, and what is in your mind, what's not in your mind. It goes on and on.
Yeah, it's one of the hardest topics. Paranormal is one of the hardest subjects to prove the existence of because it's so hard to compile all of the evidence that's been done over the years. And so many people are so skeptical about it. And because there isn't a collection of evidence from years ago, that evidence just doesn't exist anymore. I mean, not like there is today. Now we've got the internet. We can compile evidence like nobody's business now. But it's so hard to find a lot of it. You have to really search for it to find any evidence now. Unless it's on a major channel on TV now.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find it anywhere.
And that's what I always say, to be a paranormal investigator, too, you have to be open to a lot of things because you have to really, be cautious, because that's my big thing now. It's not that I doubt everything, but, I try to debunk a lot of things or just make sure it's not me, just...
Those skeptics will come behind you and be like, well, this is scientifically what this is, or this can't be, because they always try to find something scientific about someone.
Yeah, and you can't, being a paranormal investigator, you cannot let the logical side of your brain take over and think when you hear somebody say your name and in your ear, and your logical brain just goes, oh, no, you were dreaming. you can't let that side of you take over and explain things away. You never get anywhere if that just takes over all the time. You have to figure out how to shut it off.
That's true, and that's what Wendy tries to do, and that's why a lot of times she'll want to go off by herself. It's not, you know, to be defined against what they say. It's just she picks up a lot when she's by herself, and then when she gets this information, then she gets someone else, takes you there and see if you pick up on anything. But
then I think I'm half ADHD and things, you know, you want to think of the shiny objects. I get thinking of I'm doing one thing and then I'm off on another thing somewhere else, you know, here, there, and everywhere. So when I go off by myself, I'm concentrating. I can concentrate more, and I don't have those distractions.
That in itself is a hard, very, very hard speed bump to get over. That's a speed bump I've been trying to get over for many, many years. But being a paranormal investigator has actually helped that, because I have actually figured out how to shut out all the distractions and focus on what I'm actually doing, what I'm trying to find, and what I'm actually feeling to find the best evidence, whether I'm by myself or with other people. And sometimes being with other people actually helps, because you can feed off of other people's energy to feel more, to project more for the paranormal, to kind of show themselves more.
Yeah, that's true, but what I found out that's kind of hard for me is when I'm in a larger group, a lot of them are there, you know, just for the, you know, oh, let's go get the tingly feeling, or let's
real
go get,
bad.
And they, you know, will just make up stuff, and then it makes a real paranormal investigator look bad or like we're phony. You know, they'll, like, take all these pictures, and they'll be like, oh, man, she had this picture I took, and
matrixing.
Yeah.
Right.
It really does, you know. I mean,
matrixing.
That's got to be the biggest word.
Yeah. Matrixing can really make or break paranormal evidence, because it just takes one person take a photo and see something, circle that spot and go, oh, look, I see a figure, and share it everywhere, and then it's blown up that there is this figure in this photo, and an actual paranormal investigator will look at it and realize, oh, no, that's matrixing. There's nothing really there. And then that, in turn, makes us look bad. Like we're stupid and don't know what we're talking about.
Uh-huh. It brings me back to when I was a kid. This is going to come completely off the wall and weird, but we used to have this wallpaper in my mom and dad's bathroom. And it had different figures, and it was kind of like a pink. It was the ugliest thing ever, and it had these gold things. And I would sit there, you know, that's what I was thinking about or whatever, you know, and find faces in these, you know, in this wallpaper. It was nothing paranormal about it to begin with. It was just, my mind was like, oh, there's a face. Oh, look, there's a tiger. There's a whatever. And I guess it's the same as, like, with, like, cloud forms. What people see, and they see different things in different clouds, or, yeah, I mean, different people see different things.
Exactly. Matrixing. Matrixing has very many different definitions, and those are all very good examples of matrixing in different forms. Matrixing is most heard in the paranormal world because that's where it's most used, but people fail to remember that matrixing is not just about paranormal. It's your brain playing tricks on you, trying to find something familiar in other things like clouds or strangely colored wallpaper.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
And I realized something about me. When I first got into this and all these other people were taking pictures and they were seeing stuff and showing and people were seeing it, I hate to say this, got jealous. So I started saying, oh, check out my photo. I can see, and I would say what was in the photo. And
what you thought was in the
photo. Yeah. And then, you know, then I was just as guilty as them, and that's why now I've really tried to, because it is. It's really hard. Because there's just so many factors that you don't realize that can cause you to see things.
No, I mean, sometimes it is. Sometimes there are figures there. Sometimes there is faces there. But that brings it up another question. How do you know that what it's actually paranormal compared to what we're wanting it to be?
That depends on the situation. That depends on the situation. It could depend on the location that you're in, the location's history, and the different factors. There we go. The different factors of the area that you're in, like how old is the building and what's the weather like and is it dusty, you know. There's so many different factors in the location itself as opposed to your mind playing tricks on you and what you're wanting to see in the photo, what you're wanting to be there, and what is actually there. The weather, this sounds strange, but it actually plays a very big factor in investigating in certain locations. Because a lot of places are abandoned and have been for many years, so they're not as indoors as they once were. There's no windows, there's no door, some of the walls are missing. You know, it does play a very big factor in some locations like that. And the condition of the building will play a big factor as well, because you could take a picture and think, oh, this looks like a figure, but in reality the wallpaper's coming down, or the wall itself is crumbling, making it look like there's a figure standing there. So it just depends on where you are and what the weather is like to really give you evidence of a paranormal investigation. It could be a figure. It could be your mind playing tricks on you. You never know. That's why it's always good to take multiple pictures and really do your research about the location itself before you really dive into doing an investigation. You want to play all your cards there before you dive into the deep end.
Mm-hmm. And I know what they say, too, that makes it kind of hard. A lot of times when you take a photo, people start accusing you that you altered the photo somehow. You know, because with technology nowadays, you can
I'm not going to throw this off a face anywhere and call it and call it paranormal. But people do that.
Unfortunately, yeah, they do. There are people like that. And And those people like that make us look bad.
Yeah. I remember many, many, many years ago when we started, when we would go to the cemetery, because Eric and I started going to cemeteries before we started actually doing abandoned houses or jails or whatever. And I have all these pictures. Those were the days, and I'm aging myself here, but where you actually had to go and get them developed, not knowing what you're going to get. And then some of them had, if you took a picture, it was like a light bouncing off of something, and then it was like,
just looked like a lion, looked like lightning. Mm-hmm. There were those pictures, and there was like, oh, it's a ghost. No. Mm-hmm. It was not a ghost. What? One good example how we really preached something back when I was unfortunately married. You know, my ex-wife, she didn't like going to the cemeteries, but there was one night we went, and as we were leaving, Wendy's like, don't look back, but something's coming with us. Something she felt it the whole way back home. Well, we walked in the house, and I guess we were a little bit louder than we should have been, and my ex-wife woke up. And she was staring at the corner, like up in the corner by the ceiling. And she's like, what is that, Denny? And she saw it. And
she's the biggest catfish in the world. So that right there, I think, was what piqued our interest as far as getting into the paranormal. But has nothing to do with me, Tristan. But
I don't know why it does. There's so many forms of it.
No, he hasn't gone to bed.
Wow. Sounds like we could have had a 2-hour show tonight. Should have gone to Water Country again.
One more. Man, I can't believe the hour is almost over. Yeah. Look at this. We're like, well, maybe we won't have a full hour show. Maybe we'll just, yeah, this happens all the time. We're like, talk. And hours always up, just blink your eyes and the hour's up.
I tell you, I could just listen to Ruka. She is like packed full of.
She's gonna have her own night one night. We're gonna just let her talk. Just let her go.
Well, I always need something to bounce off of.
Huh?
I always need some topics to bounce off of.
Well, good. You can help us come up with some topics.
Well, I would like to still have the one about orbs. I think
we need to have one about orbs. We're going to have a show where we talk about our favorite ghost shows.
That's when I won't have to.
That's
talk.
A 2-hour show.
Yeah, that's what you
guys. That was going to have to be.
It's gonna have to be in 2 hours, so we cannot pack that much into an hour.
I know you'll get half an hour, and you can get an hour and a half to tell.
This is why we make a great team.
This is true.
But that was kind of cool today when we got home and watching, well, it was Taps.
Yeah, it was good time.
And
she doesn't like, but anyway.
It had, I'm going to get his name wrong. Is it Dustin?
Dustin Perry.
Yeah, Dustin Perry. And he actually mentioned about matrixing, which was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. And he's one of my favorites. I hate this. I mean, everybody knows he's one of my favorites. I met him, you know, and I was like, oh, my favorite guy is talking about my topic tonight. It's funny.
You actually interviewed him.
I did. I'm in a magazine in a magazine in England. One of our friends has a magazine there, and we interview him, and he's in the magazine, the pictures and stuff. It's pretty cool. We have 4 minutes.
Yeah, I guess so.
Thank you for coming on. You're gonna have to come on regular.
I'm always happy to be on.
Yay! Well, thank you. We'll talk to you. We'll get together with you and go somewhere, okay?
All right. Sounds like a good plan.
I'll message you.
Oh, okay.
All right. Good night.
Good night, my dears.
Well, as you guys saw, man, that topic is just really interesting. And
we could have done another hour on it.
Yeah. And it was kind of cool hearing, you know, Lucas sharing her. Because, like I said, she just.
That's why WPRS is going places. Yes, it is. We have joined forces, and we are going places. So.
Yes. But I'm really curious what you guys thought of tonight's show. So once you've listened to it, if you could go to WPRS's site or even Lindy's
Facebook page or Night Visions, which I desperately need of somebody to help me update those things.
Well, I would like to do that. I mean, I'd love to get in.
We're just so busy with everything else.
But I really love to hear everybody's, you know, thoughts on tonight's podcast. So if you could just take the time and, you know, I want to know your true feelings. Because like I said, the reason we do these is...
Give us some feedback. We want feedback.
And I want honest. If you think you'd rather just hear Wendy and Ruka talk, then I'll step back and I'll hush.
If you're tired of my ramblings, let me know.
Well, they probably enjoy your vocabulary because they learn a new word.
Yeah, every night. But anyway, love you guys. Don't forget 360 this weekend.
Yes. And a big thank you to Ruka again. Thank you. We love you, girl. You are awesome. It's so cool hearing from you. Good luck getting your son to bed.
Yeah, look for some upcoming Facebook Lives. Maybe we're going to get together with her, too. So y'all have a good night.
Yeah,
love you.
Everybody. Bye.
Bye.